everything that everybody's done this morning in our worship service. Title of our lesson this morning is Let Brotherly Love Continue. And our study this morning really comes from the whole chapter 13 of Hebrews. So I ask us this question: when I say let brotherly love continue, it sounds like you're going to have it start out with. Doesn't it? And as you consider that, so I ask, okay, do we have brotherly love? Where do we get brotherly love, and how does it come? And I plead with us continually in our lives. I'll get glasses to read. I plead with us continually to look at God's word for the way, the truth, and the life. Not what we hear, see, and the world. Even though it might be convincing, we need to make sure we compare those things, because brotherly love in the world is not brotherly love in the kingdom of heaven, necessarily. But for this very reason also, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and a brotherly kindness, love. To me, this is one of the most powerful passages, one of my favorites. I have lots of favorites, and there's a lot of powerful passages. This whole chapter we're going to look at this morning, tremendous amount of truth and power in it for our lives. God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And shortly after that, he tells us the things that, to me, are prerequisites and are included in brotherly love. Satan tempts each and every one of us with hate and contempt and anger, and things that don't allow us to have brotherly love. How many of us sometimes struggle with adding to our faith virtue, and the virtue knowledge, and the knowledge self-control? And in self-control, perseverance, and the perseverance godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, love. Every time I find in my life I'm having a hard time loving somebody as I should, I look at this passage and I look and say, okay, maybe that wasn't me having self-control. Am I persevering? Even though I've done all things through Christ, I still got to persevere. I don't want to give up. A lot of people have struggled with brotherly love because they give up. The world tells us that we either are gods or there's no way we can achieve to be like God. One or the other. If we are gods, we make up our own rules. So we can tell what's brotherly love and what's not, who I have to love and who I don't have to love. But God tells us He is love. And we should love everybody. Doesn't mean it's easy sometimes. Can you imagine Jesus loving those people as He hung on the cross? Saying, Father, I forgive them. The greatest example that we can continue to come back to in our lives and believe in Him, that He is the life and He is the way and He is the truth. Our passage this morning, I have a couple highlighted things for us to consider out of it. Let brotherly love continue. Marriage is honorable. How many of us have made jokes, husband-wife jokes, spouse jokes? Joked about men if you're a woman, joked about women if you're a man. I heard one yesterday. And sometimes they make us smile and snicker, but folks, if we feel in our heart animosity in that fashion, we need to examine ourselves. Because here's what happens. Animosity and self-justification turns into making marriage not honorable. It makes people turn from being able to reconcile and forgive and have relationships and godliness to sinful relationships, to making marriage not honorable. And those that are sinners and those that are saints are tempted by that same thing. But we as children of God need to recognize it's honorable to say, I love you, I forgive you. I am created just as I am, and you're created just as God created you. We need to love one another. Be content with such things as you have. It's funny, there's other things in here talking about covetousness, but marriage is honorable. And then they talk about fornicators and adulterers, what happens to them. Be content with such things as you have. Guess what? When grass is greener on the other side of the fence, marriage is not honorable. Whatever it is. When you're not content with your spouse, you need to look at your own heart. Do all you can to make sure you're not the reason for a failed relationship. And as God says, love them, forgive them, love them, forgive them. Marriage is honorable. Let brotherly love continue. But I don't want to. He makes me so mad. She makes me so mad. That really gets under my skin. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? See, you say this as the world's persecuting you, but you use it in your personal circumstances. And you apply it to your everyday life and your relationships. To me, it fits. It's the truth. It's the way. It's the life. It's what Jesus wants us to see. It's the mystery for us to love one another. How can I say the Lord is my helper? I will not fear and point my finger and be angry at my spouse or my child or my neighbor. Anybody. Continue in Hebrews chapter 13, it is written, remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Consider the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. God's word and Jesus is not an old fuddy-duddy. I will say it again. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The world wants to convince us he is not the way, he is not the truth, and he's not the life. That's not the truth. What happens if Jesus isn't the same today, yesterday, and forever? I can change whatever he says to fit me. I can self-justify sin or not being obedient to him. I can be disobedient to those who rule over me. They're no better than I am. I don't like what he does. Folks, that's not a Christian attitude. That's dangerous. That's prideful. That's a pridefulness that can turn into sin, cause division. Maybe it doesn't cause division in the congregation, but in your heart, and separate you from other people. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you. Okay? Gee whiz, I'm not talking about politicians here. This is in the church. Let me ask us this morning, and I asked myself the same thing this morning as I was studying for this lesson. When's the last time you went up to Brad or Tom and said, hey, is there something I can do? I haven't been doing. Is there anything that needs to be done? I encourage us to remember those who rule over us and give them honor and respect and brotherly kindness and brotherly love. Let it continue. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. I pray for us and encourage us to continue to give thanks and recognize his blessings and favor and grace and mercy in our lives daily. Let brotherly love continue through the fruit of our lips. Let the brotherly love continue by giving thanks to his name. Let brotherly love continue to do good and to share. God is well pleased with the sacrifices that we do. That's a sacrifice. It's talking about sacrifices here. Let's just think about that. Is it a sacrifice to be kind to someone sometimes? Yes. It's always the right thing to do. It's the Christian thing to do. It's the godly thing to do. Love your brother, no matter what. Let brotherly love continue. Is it a sacrifice to do good and to share? Yes, especially in a world of people that aren't following Jesus or don't see the same things the same way as you do. Whether it's a color or politics or spending money, I could just go on and on and on and on and on. We in this room can't agree, and we're children of God on some of those things. But we've got to agree. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And let brotherly love continue. And don't forget to do good and to share. And doing good and sharing is a sacrifice. Because you set aside your means. You set aside what you've been blessed with. You set aside your time. Once again, I encourage us. Is there anything I can do? If you don't feel like you're doing enough, ask them. They'll find something. If not, they'll just say, hey, we're full right now. Come see me a little bit later. But maybe not. Continuing in Hebrews, obey those who have rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. As those who must give account, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience. In all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. In all things, desire to live honorably. We don't live in a society too much anymore where people say, I don't want to do that. They just don't do that. Why don't you do that? I was doing something else. No. You didn't want to do it. And we all do that. And then when we come with our relationship with our Heavenly Father and God says, let brotherly love continue. Desire to live honorably. I'm not going to do that. Or I just don't do that. We never say that. But as my mother always said, your actions speak louder than words. Examine yourselves, God's holy word says. Desire to live honorably. When conflict happens in your life and trials happen in your life and struggles and stress, desire to live honorably. Don't take the cheap Satan way out. Turn the other cheek. I hate to say that because I'd struggle with turning the other cheek. And it's, let me ask you this. Is it easier to go like this or to go like this? It's tough. Even people walk with Jesus. You know, Peter drew a sword. I had enough of you guys. My kingdom is not of this world. Jesus said, in all things desire to live honorably. In the end of our passage this morning, now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in a few words, know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Greet those who rule over you and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen. May the God of peace make you complete and bear with the word of exhortation. You know, it was a while back, there was a video that was real popular with a lady saying, I ain't got no time for that. And sometimes we walk in our lives, I don't have time for Jesus. I don't have time for brotherly love or to let brotherly love continue. I don't have time for the God of peace. I don't have time to bear with the word of exhortation. I don't have time to listen to God and let it work on my heart. It's very important as we as children of God make sure our hearts are right with God as we walk day to day. In closing this morning, I pray this week we let brotherly love continue as God's holy children. Marriage is honorable. Be content with such things as you have. The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. Remember those who rule over you, whose faith follow. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace. The fruit of our lips should be given thanks to his name. Do not forget to do good and to share with such sacrifice as God is well pleased. In all things, desiring to live honorably, God of peace can make you complete and bear with the word of exhortation. I pray this morning, if you have a need, we're here. We love you. We can help for anything. If you haven't given your life to Christ and turn to him,
for all your needs. There's no better time than now as we stand and sing the selected hymn.